We continue and conclude the confession of our faith today with the second part of the Athanasian Creed.
But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man.
He is God begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages. He is man born from the substance of his mother in his age, perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh.
Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humility.
Although he is God and man, he is not true, only Christ.
One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. One altogether not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds.
And those who have done goodwill, and those who have done goodwill enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the universal faith. Whoever does not believe it is faithfully and firmly.
At this time, we continue with the gathering of our minds.